Do you have a family? And is it happy and holy? Whether you are living by yourself, whether you are young or advanced in age, in nursing home or assisted living, you have different circumstances, different situation, but I hope that you can say yes to that question. And I hope that you can say yes, that your family is holy too. If you cannot find the answer to the first question, you have St. Patrick's family here, and it is holy. Dear brothers and sisters, today as we gather here to celebrate the feast day of Holy Family, we reflect on the sacredness of family life as modeled by Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The readings invite us to mediate on the virtues that hold a family together: love, respect, and forgiveness, and faithfulness to God's will. In the Holy Family, we see an example of how God intends families to be places of mutual support, growth, and holiness. In the first reading from the book of Sirach, emphasizes the importance of honoring one's parents. It speaks to the blessing that flow from respecting and caring for parents, especially in their old age. Sirach reminds us that such acts of kindness and reverence are not merely social obligations, but spiritual ones. Kindness to the father will not be forgotten. In honoring our parents, we learn humility and gratitude, virtues that nurture families' bonds. This teaching challenges us in a culture that sometimes overlooks the elderly or prioritizes individualism over familial responsibilities. Just as Jesus respected Mary and Joseph, we too are called to treat our family members with dignity, even when it requires sacrifices. The second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians provides a blueprint for family life centered on Christian virtues. St. Paul calls us to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. These virtues, when practiced within the family, foster unity and peace. St. Paul underscores the importance of forgiveness, urging us to bear with one another as the Lord has forgiven us. Forgiveness is essential in family's life because no family is perfect. Disagreements and misunderstandings are inevitable, but love, the bond of perfection, empowers us to overcome them. St. Paul also reminds us that to let the peace of Christ control your hearts. A Christ-centered family is one where gratitude abounds and every word and deed reflect the love of God. The Gospel from St. Luke gives us a glimpse into the life of Holy Family, highlighting their faith, trust, and mutual respect. The story of the young Jesus staying behind in the temple reveals both humanity and divinity at play within this family. Mary and Joseph, filled with anxiety, search for their son, only to find him in his father's house. Jesus responds, "Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Reminds us that every family is a part of God's greater plan. While Mary and Joseph did not fully understand at that time, they trusted in God's providence. Their humility and openness to God's will are lessons for us. Families thrive when they place their trust in God, even in moments of uncertainty. The Holy Family teaches us that holiness is achieved not in extraordinary moments, but in the ordinary rhythm of daily life. Jesus grew up in Nazareth, obedient to Mary and Joseph, advancing in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Likewise, our families are called to create environments where every member can grow in faith and virtue. As we celebrate this feast, let us reflect on how can we bring virtues of the Holy Family into our own homes? How can we honor and care for our parents, especially those who are elderly? How can we practice forgiveness and love in moments of conflict? How can we trust in God's plans for our family, even when it is not clear? The Feast of Holy Family is not just about admiring the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It is about imitating them. Let us ask for their intercession so that our families may be places where love, respect, and faith can be there. May our homes reflect the peace of Christ, and may we always strive to live as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved.